Okay, so today I want to do something a little fun. I want to cook something a little fun. So I don't know if I've said before, but one of my favorite things to cook or bake in the kitchen is something I haven't baked or cooked before. I find it's pretty fun to try new things and figure things out and fail. So today I found myself with a spaghetti squash that I didn't know what to do with, and I had an idea. I'm gonna make arancini from spaghetti squash. And this isn't something I recommend doing because rice arancini is already amazing. And there's really no reason to do this other than if you also have found yourself with a spaghetti squash and you have no idea what to do with it. So, what I have already done is taken my spaghetti squash and I have halved it on the vertical plane. I've cut down the vertical plane, the Y plane, so that when it's bisected, there's two ovals instead of two circles. If you did it on the horizontal or X plane, it would be two circles bisected, but it's two ovals. And then I have scooped out the seeds, put my oven to 350, and put the two halves cut side down on a piece of parchment paper on top of a cookie sheet. And that's been in there for very little time. It's probably been in there for only about 5 minutes. I'll probably keep it in there for maybe about 30 minutes or until I can very easily just stab a fork through the back of it. And then it'll be nice and tender and I can cool it down and flip it over and kind of scrape out the little spaghetti pieces of squash. So what I am thinking is I will make the spaghetti squash into little balls of dough using what's it called? Little beans, begins with a G. Garbanzo. Garbanzo or chickpea flour, because it's a pretty high protein powder. Flour, not powder. But yes, powder. It is powder. And it's a pretty high protein flour, so I think it will help give it structure because the rice normally has more starchy gluten, not, I don't know if it's gluten, but starchy structure with it. So the spaghetti squash is going to be loosey-goosey. It's going to need something. So I'm thinking I'm going to use garbanzo bean flour and then obviously garlic and probably basil and salt and pepper and maybe smoked paprika and a bit of nutritional yeast in the dough mixture. And hopefully I'll get that to a pretty good consistency. And then I want to stuff it with Mykonos vegan mozzarella. That's a pretty good mozzarella, or Violife vegan parmesan. I don't think I have enough mozzarella for all of them, so I'm gonna have to mix it up for some of them. And then I hope to deep fry it. So hopefully it'll hold up in the oil. I'm not entirely sure. I don't feel very confident about this at all. I feel pretty not confident about it, but I'm gonna give it a shot. And then I'm gonna serve it with a roast cherry tomato carrot sauce with sauteed mushrooms. So I'm gonna take a sip of water. I'm thirsty after all that. All right, I'm gonna grab the tomatoes and the carrots out of the fridge so I can wash them and cut them. I already have chopped onions from chili the other day. So those will make it really easy just to saute in with the mushrooms. So I'm just taking the rubber band and opening the clamshell of these cherry tomatoes. Most of them look good. There are a few questionable ones. There seems to have been one that split that I hope didn't ruin the bunch. I don't know if you guys know about that saying, One apple spoils the bushel? Is that what it is? I don't know, one spoiled apple ruins the bushel of apples or something, but that is super true with fruits and vegetables. You get one bad one and it will cause the rest of them to go bad. There it is. Yeah, it's got a huge crack and some grossness in it. Yeah, I had to throw out some blueberries the other day that I was hoping to use because one little blueberry spoiled them all. Blueberries are very finicky like that, just like raspberries. I can never keep them. You should really buy them like the day or something before you want to lose them. Strawberries are a bit more hardy, but I still feel like they're not as good as they could be. Well, these are a little squishy, but I'm keeping three of them out and I'll just wash the rest. Then I'm not going to do any cutting to the cherry tomatoes. I don't think they really need it. So I'm just going to rinse them off and then stick them in a little glass Pyrex square pan. Ready to be roasted. And then I have two carrots. I think I'm just going to use one. They're pretty big carrots. Size of 3/4 of my forearm for length. And then, what is that? Maybe an inch and a half in diameter. So they're fairly big carrots. I don't need too many. I just cut off both the ends, and then I think I'm going to cut it in half lengthwise. And then again, each half I'm going to cut in half lengthwise. And then I'm just going to cut little slices of that, about inch thick. There we go. And then I'm going to dump those in the Pyrex with the tomatoes. Get some olive oil. Pour all over that so it can get nice and cooked. So I've found that when I do this and roast things in the oven in olive oil, I have issues when I'm adding the spices right now. They seem to burn, especially salt. I don't know, is anybody else experienced that or is it just me? Am I doing something wrong? I don't know. So when I roast things in the oven in oil, I just leave it unseasoned when I put it in. All right, so that is in. I'm just going to clean up my station here a little bit. Toss the clamshell or recycle it. Is this recyclable? Yeah. Yeah, it looks like this. Okay. And put this carrot away because we don't need it. I'll get out the mushrooms. What kind of mushrooms are these? So these are in plastic. I am so sorry about that. They're in plastic, and then they have a little plastic tray, like crinkly plastic, and then a normal plastic tray. It says they're. I don't know what kind of mushrooms they are. It just says specialty mushrooms, and then it says it again in French. I don't know. I can't tell you what kind of mushrooms they are. I'm so sorry. But they're from California. It says says mild sweet flavor with delicate texture. Now it looks like they're mostly stems. They don't have like the bulbous head of normal white mushrooms. They look like little slices of the base, but I'm sure that they just have small tops. I see one little fan. Yeah, I don't know what type they are. I subscribe to like a produce box, so I get a lot of different fun produce every week, and that fuels my I don't know what to do with this thing habit. So I'm just gonna rinse these off and make sure there's no dirt hanging out, but they look pretty clean. Yeah, I really enjoy having like a produce box delivered to my house because then if I'm going grocery shopping, it's not as often. And if I want to be lazy and not grocery shop, I have all this produce to eat, so I don't like work. Oh, I thought that was my baby, but it was just a ambulance or a fire thing. What was I saying? Yeah, if I'm going grocery shopping, it's generally not for produce. It's generally for like rice or like canned tomatoes or coconut milk or alternative milks or the specialty stuff. But yeah, I don't actually grocery shop that often, maybe once a week. Whereas it used to be multiple times a week. Just to get that off my plate, it's very worth it. And there's a pretty good variety of different veggies that they have. I got tomatillos a few times now. I've never had tomatillos before. I've got a bag of tomatillos in the fridge too that I'm like, I don't know what to do with these. Oh, I don't really know what I'm going to do with those right now. Now I'm just slicing these mushrooms just into little smaller matchsticks sort of thing, about half an inch width, maybe an inch and a half long on some pieces, and then other pieces are a little shorter just because of the variety of the mushroom sizes that I have. Yeah, but I made tomatillo enchiladas with one of my tomatillos. Oh, and that was so good. And then I think I made the sauce again, but I made vegan macaroni and cheese. That's pretty good too. I imagine it would be pretty good with like a grilled tofu also. You can marinate it in the tomatillo sauce and then you can spin a little bit over the top. Maybe I'll do that. We just, my husband just cleaned the back deck area and took the grill out of storage and scrubbed that clean. So maybe we'll do that this weekend. If the tomatillos will last that long. Maybe Friday. I think they'll last till Friday. Oh, maybe not. Oh, and then I have a big old thing of cherries, too, in the fridge that I gotta do something with. I really want to make cherry pie with them, because I can't think of anything else that I like with cherries. I've never made Black Forest cake, but I don't think I'd like it. It's basically a chocolate cake with cherries in it, if you don't know what it is. I believe that's all it is, really. It's not... doesn't sound too enticing to me. I could make like cherry scones, but I feel like that's a waste of fresh cherries when you could very well use not freeze dried, but dehydrated cherries for that. I can make like a cherry sauce. Yeah, I can make like a cherry sauce and You could probably marinate tofu in that and then stick that on the grill too. All right, I've got my mushrooms all chopped up. So now I'm going to put a little bit of vegan butter in a pan, put it on like medium heat or something, and then toss some chopped onions I have in there and get them softened. We used one of my bigger pans for this because you're not supposed to let mushrooms get all crowded. I don't really follow that too well, but you know, we're here to try. Okay, so I use Earth Balance. I know it's got palm oil. Something I still haven't removed from my diet. Alright, again, I'm just going to clean up. Alright, while that is melting, I'm going to get another drink. I really wish I was drinking wine right now instead of water. But I can't drink because I'm on call for work, which is just the worst. But, you know, it is what it is. It's fun to like have a glass of wine while you're cooking, especially if it's something that's a bit of an adventure and it's like, I don't know how long this is going to take. I might as well have a little bit of fun while I do it. All right, now I'm just drinking water. Sounds like that is almost all melted, so I'll stick the onions in there. Stuck in my head. I think it's called From Far Away. Oh, it's so good. I heard it like 2 days in a row now on the radio station. It's so good. All right, I'm gonna give that a stir. And turn it down a little bit to 7. After those onions soften up, I'll get these mushrooms in there to soften up and caramelize maybe a little bit. And then when the onions are close to being done, I'll stick some garlic in there and gotta move that around. And then I'll season the onions and onions, mushrooms, garlic, and then I'll season it. And then maybe our spaghetti squash will be closer to being ready for us. I don't know. So we're at 18 minutes now. When I started this, I assumed that the spaghetti squash had been in there for about 5 minutes. So we're going at 23 minutes. I was saying maybe 30 minutes total. So, you know, I might be close to being ready to come out. That'll be exciting. I'm gonna stir the onions again. On Reddit the other day, I saw it was I think it was on RL. It was the starter pack for having people say, "What are you cooking? It smells good." And it was like onion, garlic. I think it was just onion and garlic. And yep, it's so true. It smells so good right now, and it's just onion. I love onion so much. I never really had a problem with onion when I was younger. And I was a picky eater, and I'm still fairly picky. I don't like vinegar, like, at all. But I'm more open to it than I was in the past. I'll do dressings now. with vinegar in them, whereas before I was very staunchly against it. And the smell of vinegar kind of makes me feel really ill. So I hate ketchup. I don't really like mayo. I'm not a ranch fan. I'm not a vinegar gal. Why are we on this topic? Vinegar, onions. Oh yeah. I'm not very picky, though. I like all vegetables that I've had. I haven't had durian. No, that one seems like one that you either love or hate, but I've never had it. I don't think I'll ever have it unless I'm traveling where it is. But yeah, I'm not a very, very picky about fruits and vegetables at all, because to me, they're not scary. It's nothing like, oh my God, it's intestines of something, or it's brains of something, which is a very scary thing for me. So luckily I don't have to worry about ever eating that anymore anyways, so we're all good. So that's why I say I'm not like really a picky eater. Of the limitations I have set for myself, I'm pretty like, I'll eat pretty much anything. Unless it's like vinegar, just vinegar. Oh, even balsamic vinegar is just like, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm gonna stir the onions again. They're looking good. Onions are looking good, smelling good, nothing's burning. I'm gonna just turn it up to probably 8. I've got a gas stove, if you're wondering, so I think if you're doing this on a electric range, you may have to, I think it heats more evenly. And I think the gas is stronger, if I remember correctly. I had an electric growing up, but then one of my apartments in college was gas and I never looked back. But I did start a grease fire in that apartment making monkey bread. I was making monkey bread and I was making it in a springform pan because I didn't have a bundt cake pan. Those are ones that are, they're like a circular pan and they have high walls on the sides. And then there's a hole in the middle where the dough doesn't go in. So you end up with a ring shaped dish that cooks pretty evenly and you can have it pretty deep and pretty tall without having to worry about the center not cooking, because there is no center and there's, so I didn't have one of those. So I imagined a way to create something with high walls but no center would be, I'll put it in one of my springform pans. Those are pans that are come into two parts. You have the base and then you have a tall outer edge, so it's like a huge ring, and then the base, and you can buckle it on the ring and it becomes larger or smaller depending on if you release the buckle or operate the buckle. Not operate, but use the buckle to compress it or expand it. So it's what most people use for cheesecake in order to easily get it out of the pan. So you would hold the base and then you would release the buckle and with your other hand, and you would push your hand up through with the base hand, you would push your hand through the ring and you would have your cheesecake nice and there for you. So there's like a little edge to this pan that stuff can leak out. I'm gonna stir the onions. Oh yeah, they're starting to get a little brown. All right, looking good. So I'm just gonna turn it down a little bit and I'm gonna bring the mushrooms in. Thank you. herbs are going. I am smelling the carrots cooking, so that's great. I think I might actually take a look at the carrots and see how they're looking, along with the skin splash. Alright, let's see how everybody's looking in here. So I got the spaghetti squash out. It's not looking terribly oh! I just squeezed it a little bit. Let's see. I'm going to flip it over. No, it needs more time. Okay, so spaghetti squash is going back in. I'm just going to shuffle the carrots and the tomatoes around in the pan. Those are going back in. And then lastly, I'm going to stir these mushrooms. Mushroom escaped the pan. Yeah, he's not staying out for long. There we go. Great. So the springform pan. So there's a little bit of an edge if you put cheesecake liquid into the springform pan. You'll have like a crust on the bottom, and then you put the cheesecake, and then you put it in like a water bath to bake. And nothing really leaks out, or you can like wrap aluminum foil around the edge just to make sure nothing leaks out, no water gets in, no cheesecake gets out. But I didn't do that. So what I did is I had my springform, and I put my monkey bread in, and then I put a water glass, like a pint glass, in the middle, and I mounded all the monkey bread bits around it. Monkey bread, if you don't know, is basically dough, balls of dough that are covered in cinnamon sugar and butter and attached to other bits of dough that are also covered in cinnamon, butter, and sugar. So these are all attached, and I put in the oven, and I was like, great, see ya, peace. So I go to my room, and it's like 10 minutes later, and I'm like, something smells funny. So I get out of my room, and I start walking towards the kitchen, and I just see like billowing smoke, and I'm like, fuck. I was thinking that, oh shit, I got like a glass exploded in my oven. This is a huge mess. It's going to be awful. But I open up the oven and it's just like flames. I've started a grease fire in my oven because the butter has melted down and it's just like flaming on the gas stove, and it's just like rah. So I close the oven, I turn it off, and I just like crouch because there's smoke everywhere. So I get real low on the ground and I'm like, okay, I hope this goes out. I know for a fact you're not supposed to put water on grease fires. I knew that, but I didn't know I was fucking going to start a grease fire. Dummy over here. So I'm just like, I'm not crawling, but I'm just like a frog. We kind of walk on their hind legs, but like still crouch down. Just trying to like waiting out the situation, seeing if it's going to go out. And it does go out, of course, because it's smothered. It's like not going anywhere. So I'm like, well, I still want this monkey bread. So I pull it out of the oven. I wrap tin foil around it. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to use my oven though, because that's a fucking mess now. So I go over to my friend's apartment and I cook the monkey bread in their oven. And then we eat the monkey bread, and it is distinctly smoky. So that is how I made barbecue smoked monkey bread. So yeah, I've had gas stoves ever since. And then what? Oh yeah, I'm gonna stir the mushrooms. Mushrooms are just releasing a little bit of liquid, which is great. So I'm just going to turn them back up to 8. I think they can handle it. So I'm going to fry these little spaghetti squash arancini balls in sunflower oil, which I just got from Trader Joe's the other week. So there's a bit of a debacle with the sunflower oil. It's all fine now. The story ends very good. for those at home that were concerned. But I got the sunflower oil. I couldn't open it for my life. I just was like twisting, and it wasn't like cracking. The seam wasn't cracking to open up the oil. So I had my husband do it, and he didn't get it to work either. So Trader Joe's has this like intense return policy where you can just return anything. And I've never taken advantage of that. I'm just like, I'll just throw it away if I don't like it. Like, it's Trader Joe's something or other. It probably costs $1.99. It's like, I just didn't like this thing. It's okay. If it was something really expensive and I didn't like it or it didn't work out, of course I would take advantage of this. But this is like, I can't get the bottle to open. There's something wrong with me or there's something wrong with this product. So, like a week goes by. And I finally bring it to Trader Joe's, and I tell the lady at the cash register that I couldn't get it open, and she opens it. So, yeah, she opened the sunflower oil for me, which was really great, so I didn't have to return it. And now I have opened sunflower oil, which is amazing, and I will use it today.
Alright, these mushrooms are cooking up. I'm just going to take a peek in my spice cabinet and see what we should put on that. So, I'm thinking red chili powder, garlic. I'm going to take out the, what's it called, nutritional yeast for later. Salt, smoked paprika. I've got multi-purpose umami seasoning from Trader Joe's. It's like a mushroom thing. I don't know.
Too exciting. Really nothing too exciting. Okay, my computer went to sleep, so I'm just gonna wake that back up. So I've been feeding my baby solid food now for a bit of time, and it is so fucking scary. I swear to Christ. It is so terrifying. I do not enjoy doing it. I'm a very fearful person, and it's just like, every time he's like, not into it, I'm worried he's gonna choke, and it's terrifying, and he gags, which is so normal, and they're like, you just gotta get through it, and I'm like, I can't though, it's so hard, it's so scary, ugh. But the mushrooms are looking great and smelling amazing. So I'm just gonna turn it down just a touch. And again, check out the spaghetti squash and see how she's doing. Let's see. Let me get a fork piercer, see if she pierces. You know what? I'm gonna call the spaghetti squash good. Yeah, I think she's ready. Totally. All right, so this just needs to cool so that I can handle it. And then I can run my fork along the inside and get all the little spaghetti pieces out. I still have a cutting board in front of me. I don't need that anymore, so I'm just going to need that. Or do I? I need this. Yep, I still need this. I need to cut up the vegan mozz for stuffing inside. Ooh, I also have to shred the Parmesan for that. So, should I do that now? I think I should. I'm just gonna scooch you back just a little bit. All right, I'm just gonna move this. And this. Put that down. Grab my
my violin and my, oh, what are you? Huh, I don't know if I need those. Firelight. Worried I was not gonna find it, but I did. Okay, I'm gonna stir those mushrooms. Right now, I turn the mushrooms down to like 5. So for a shredder. I threw away my block grater a while ago, so I only have the like shredding and slicing attachment for my food processor to shred. So it's a bit of a lengthy and time-consuming process because also I can't put it on my food processor because it's broken. So I just have to manually just run the thing I want to grate over it, over and over and over. And it's really boring. But I have you to talk to, so that's good. Are you guys watching Game of Thrones? It's almost over. Got one more episode to go. After the third episode, I decided that it would be best for me to take the Monday off after the series finale, because it's on Sunday nights, and me and my husband tend to stress drink a couple bottles of wine during the show, so Mondays have been a little hard recently, and I was like, you know what, I've got vacation days. I will take them when I want to, and I want to, and a couple other of my coworkers have followed my lead on that. The office might actually be pretty empty on Monday after the Game of Thrones series finale airs, and I can be blamed for that, but I have somebody to take care of all my responsibilities while I'm gone, so it's all good. All right. I have shredded a bit. Maybe I should cut chunks for stuffing and just use this over the top. I think that makes sense. I need some more water. Oh my god. Oh. Alright. Let's slice some chunks. Oh, whenever I say something with a C and it's a short word, I am always reminded of the SNL skit, Chonk. That's about like female fashion, they're saying. It's like, Chonk is how they say it. And it's great. So whenever I say anything with like a C and it's short, I just think of that voice saying it. All right, so I'm going to chop these up into little stuffable pieces. I'm starting with the vegan mozz from Mykonos. I don't know if you guys have ever tried that, but it's really good. Do not, however, get the smoked vegan mozz, because that's terrible. Okay? It's really bad. Do not get it. Do not, Pasco. It's terrible. It's so bad. Oh, it's not, it's negative. It's like not worth it. And their other flavors aren't really anything to write home about. The original is just where it's at. All right, so I have little pieces. I might actually have enough of this to go around, and I may not have to pop up the farm. Okay, stir these mushrooms and move around these tomatoes and carrots and make sure they're still doing good. Let's see the texture. I just want to be able to easily pierce a carrot. Nope, not yet. Not yet. Because I'm going to puree that up in a, what's it called? A blender for the sauce. I'm going to move this pine board. And I'm going to see, yeah, I think this spaghetti squash might be ready to strain. So I'm just going to get out a bowl to put the spaghetti squash in. There we go. All right, it's a pretty big bowl. Can I hold this easily? It's a little hot. I'd like to hold it on something other than just my hand. I'm just going to get a towel and just put that over it. Grab my fork. And then you just run your fork along the inside of the spaghetti squash to kind of tear little spaghetti pieces. So instead of running it vertically down, I think you should instead run it horizontally side to side, because that keeps the pieces in larger chunks. All right, so I'm just doing that now for one of them. It doesn't take too long. Almost done. I'm going at it towel-less now. It's hot. It's so hot. Okay, back to the towel. All right, and now I'm going to go on the other side. There we go. Get all those little chunks out. All right, I'm back to towel-less. I really should have learned. For those more patient than me, you can always just wait until it's not hot, or you can just juggle it pretty much while getting those scraps out. All right, I'm calling that good. Dubzo. All right, so we got half of them out from the spaghetti squash. One of the things I was thinking that we could do to the spaghetti squash, I squeeze the moisture out. I don't know about that right now, though. I don't know if that's really gonna help or not. I don't know. Something to think about. Right. Getting all this stuff out. So HBO seems to be getting a little concerned about if that everybody's going to leave after Game of Thrones is over, and I'm not leaving because they have got me with all the fun things that are coming up in the future. There's a new Big Little Lies season, which I read the book Big Little Lies and I watched the show, so I'm pretty interested in watching that. And then they're doing His Dark Materials, which I believe is The Golden Compass. It's a book from my childhood. I actually didn't really like The Golden Compass. I thought it was confusing. Maybe it was just a little bit too fantasy for me. But I'll give it a shot. It has Lin-Manuel Miranda. Is that his name? In it. So, you know, I'll give it a shot. I won't throw away my shot for that. So, I got the spaghetti squash all spaghetti, and it is warm. I'm going to just take one handful and put it in a paper towel and see if I can squeeze any moisture out of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, so much. Okay.
I think that's what we're going to do. It somehow feels more moist, though, now. All right. That's what we're going to do. So I'm going to put that down, and I'm going to grab another paper towel. And a big ol' jug. And then I'm just going to squeeze out the moisture. Ooh! Oh, so much moisture. Rice doesn't have all this moisture. I'm so concerned. All right. There we go. That's pretty good. And then another paper towel. Whew, this is not good on the environment. You could probably use reusable towels if you want. And I'm just squeezing it out. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Squeezing out. As I have said before, don't do this. If you're going to make arancini, make arancini. The only reason anybody should do this is if they're in my situation. And they're like, I like fucking with things. Why not? Then, yeah, why don't you fuck with it too? Make it tell me how much better than me you did. Please. All right. Squeeze them. So, I have now done one pass on all of the spaghetti squash for getting the moisture out. I'm gonna kind of just like separate the little bits out because when you squished them together, obviously they all kind of conjoined. All right. Which made them look wetter than they were to begin with. Oh, so I watched The Act on Hulu, and it's about the true story about the girl Gypsy whose mother was medically abusing her into just being a very sick child. It was pretty good. It's interesting. But it reminded me how interested I think a lot of people are, me included, in evil women and the evils that some women do commit. I think that's because we don't see it very much in pop culture, that we are so interested in it. Just tossing out the spaghetti squash skins. I don't actually compost. I really should. A lot of my trash, I feel, is, bio material, biodegradable, vegetable material, composting, carbon, whatever. It's compostable, but I don't compost. I really should. But just gonna season the rice, not rice, spaghetti squash now with our different seasonings. But yeah, so I enjoyed The Act, but it really mostly just reminded me of other media that I've consumed that had evil women and the villainous women in it. Like, I don't know if you read any Gillian or Gillian Flynn novels, but in her novels, it's the woman or the villain or the evil character is always a woman. Pretty much. Like, there might be evil men or men that are in the wrong, but the primary antagonist is like a woman, which is just really interesting to me. And then I was also watching a movie, not a movie, it was like a Netflix documentary about the woman who bit her partner's penis off. That was interesting too. just evil women are very interesting. But for her, it's such a different situation than others because she was sexually abused by the man. So I'm not saying everybody should go out and bite the penis off of their sexual abusers, but it wasn't so much out of malice, unwarranted malice. I think she got off too. Not like got off, but didn't go to jail, or if she did go to jail, it didn't stick. Like, so, and he did too. He like did some porn afterwards. He had his penis attached back, and it worked perfectly fine. So that probably helped to why she wasn't really super in trouble for this. It's been a while since I watched that, so I don't remember all the details. But I have our spaghetti squash seasoned, and I think it's ready for the garbanzo bean stuff. So let's see. You would generally, it would be eggs and flour in our chutney balls, right? So I'm going to put garbanzo bean flour in there. With maybe a little liquid, if it needs it. So I'm gonna start a pot of oil too. I'm just gonna clean this little pot out. I'm just gonna do a small little thing of oil instead of the large pan that I normally do. So I'm gonna move the mushrooms over a bit. Sunflower oil, and I know just how to take the lid off. There we go. Maybe a little bit more. There we go. All right. Garbanzo bean flour is over here. All right, wheat gluten though. There it is. Toss a bit of this in here. And then I'll give it a stir and see what I think of the texture. It's definitely clumping together. Yeah, okay. I think this is going to be way less of an amount than I had expected it to be. Way less. Which isn't bad. I'm just kind of like kneading it right now. It's moist. I think I want it a little drier. No. It's clumping really good, which is, I think, what I want the garbanzo bean flour to do.
But it needs to be a little drier, so I'm going to put some breadcrumbs or regular flour in there. And I'm going to put some regular flour.
I'm just going to start by stirring this. I'm kind of kneading it a little bit. I'm going to turn this down. water in the bottom of that pan because it is currently losing its mind in that oil now. Alright. So I'm also going to set a little flour down because
I'm going to fry it with a coating of flour on it. Put a little flour down in the pan. We'll see how this goes. I have very low hopes for this right now. If everyone out there could just hope for me, that'd be super cool. I would very much appreciate it. Alright, so I'm just taking a very small amount of the spaghetti squash, wrapping it around a little bit of mozzarella, getting into a little ball, and then I'm just going to roll it in some just plain flour. All right, everyone, please pray for me. I'm just going to drop it in the oil. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. And we're going to see what aggressively bubbling. I don't know if you can hear that. I think that it scares me how much it's bubbling. It really does. I'm gonna clean up my space a little bit. Alright, I'm gonna give this a turn. Okay, so it seems to have held together pretty good. The only thing, it's not really crisping up, so it's not becoming deep fried, which is fine. I guess I shouldn't really expect it because I didn't really batter it. I'm excited to try this to see how it is. All right. Alright, so I cannot wait any longer. I need to look and see this. So I'm just gonna cut it in half. Woo! And just try it. It's a little stringy because of the spaghetti squash, obviously, but I think we have a good recipe here. So I'm going to make a slightly bigger one. So roll it into a ball and then just roll it in the flour. And I'm going to continue on like that until I have made them all. All right, so I have maybe about 2 inches in diameter of like a pancake shape, and then I put the mozz in and then I just fold it into itself, and it still looks to be about 2 inches in diameter of a ball, maybe 1.5 inch. I am so sorry to anybody who uses the metric system. I can I don't know what size they are in a like real life thing. So maybe look at to be about, I was gonna say tablespoon sizes, but I don't think that's any more helpful. Alright, I've got 3 down. Gonna grab another pinch. They're definitely smaller than golf balls. I don't know what size ball they are. They're pretty small. See, there's golf balls, there's tennis balls, there's
What other small balls? Ping pong balls. Yeah, it's about the size of a ping pong ball. There you go. About the size of ping pong balls. Look at me. All right. I've got 4 of them made now. So I think we're going to go ahead and deep fry these. These 4 in the oil and keep making more. So the other day I was reminded of the movie Look Who's Talking. I saw it when I was a young child. That and Look Who's Talking 2 and then Look Who's Talking Now. And I realized it may have contributed to my fear of fire, because as a young girl, I often was very afraid of fire, of just like it coming out of nowhere. I was so afraid I actually had a go bag full of stuff that I would take in the event of a fire. I had like a spare PJs, spare clothes, that sort of thing. It wasn't like practical. It was a 101 Dalmatians suitcase, so it wasn't very practical. Eve, do not come up here. It is a mess, I swear. If you come up here, I will be very upset. Looks like she made the right choice. All right. But Look Who's Talking 2 had a scene with a fire. So I'm thinking that might have helped make my fear manifest into my fear. And then Kindergarten Cop probably didn't help either, because that was about a kindergarten on fire. I was also very afraid of the rapture. I was raised Catholic, so I was like told that there would be another coming of Jesus and people would be taken back to heaven and to his presence. And if you aren't taken, that sucks, you sinned, and you're going to be on earth when hell comes on earth. So when I couldn't like find my family or didn't know where people were, or I was like alone for a period of time, I would be terrified that everybody was raptured without me. Absolutely terrified. Oh, I need to wash my hands and turn those balls. Woo, they're getting brown. All right, let's get this turning. Oh my goodness, so beautiful. Look at you guys. Look at you. You're a little more brown than you should be. I'm so sorry about that. That's okay. That's okay. That one's my fault. That's my fault. That's on me. I think maybe I can make 2 out of this last bit. All right. Hi, Eve. What's new?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Can you guys hear her? She's a bit talkative. She's a little talkative cat. All right. 1 more. And then I think we're just going to have to move on. Oh my God.
Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
Oh my goodness. All right, so almost done. Yeah, and then after this, I think we're going to have to move on to the sauce, because like, it's almost done, guys.
Alright, so I'm going to get a paper towel to put on a plate to absorb the oil and grab those guys real quick out of the oil, because they're going to burn so fast. Alright. Alright, now get these last 5 in there. pay better attention to them, I promise. I say while turning my back and washing the dishes. Alright, I need to get this over here. Soap. Just getting the soap in the spaghetti squash bowl that I was using because it's going to be a mess. Alright, just cleaning up my station a little bit. Putting away the bonzo bean flour and the regular flour. To the blender. Go, and then on top of that, I'm just going to put some of the mozzarella pieces that we didn't use, some red pepper flakes, some garlic powder, a little hat of vegan butter. Some nutritional yeast. Oh, I'm going to look at the balls. I'm going to turn the balls. Go. Turn and turn and turn. Turn in them balls. Here we go. All right. Some nutritional yeast. And then I'm going to put some miso paste in there too. Miso paste. Come on, where are you? There it is. Oh, I wish I could have wine with this. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, and a bit of miso paste. And then I will get the cover and the base for that. Probably need a little water in the blending. I'm gonna get the balls off of the stove because they're ready now. Perfect. Oops. You move over there. Oh my goodness, they're gorgeous. Put the mushrooms back on the stove. Get them nice and warm again. I'm going to put the balls in the microwave just to stay warm. Just gives it some closed space. It keeps it warm longer. All right, I'm going to clean up my station because I can't stand it. And I'm going to put all of the spices away because I used them all that I need now. All right, and you know what? I'm gonna pause you guys real quick because I don't wanna go back and edit out the blender sounds. Oh my God, this is an hour long. Okay, hold. All right, I'm back. The blender ran. It looks beautiful. I'm gonna try it now. Oof, come on. Ah, oh, it's hot. Oh yeah, it's good. Very tomato carroty, which is perfect. All right, just moving things into the sink, thinking more about wine and wishing I had it. Moving some stuff in the dishwasher. Okay, and I'm just gonna fill my glass of water and get my plate ready. Use a bowl for this. It'd be great if I had like pasta or something. Big old plat of the sauce.
splat of the sauce or whatever. And put a little bit of vegan parm on top of that. And then
mushrooms. And then balls.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Looks so cute. Oh, they're so cute. How many do I want? I'm gonna go with that many. And then a little extra version on top. Yay! Ah, it's all over, guys. Oh. All right. I'm gonna go now. Bye.